Good evening. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap. It's Sunday, the 9th of November, 2025, and we're here to share the latest stories and developments you need to know in the Australian financial services industry, bringing you our insights into insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Starting off in Sydney, insurtech firm UpCover has launched a management liability insurance product specially designed for our homegrown small to medium enterprises and sole traders. This unique product provides protection for a wide range of issues such as employment disputes, tax audits, financial crimes, and even legal claims. With premiums beginning at an accessible $780 annually for $1 million coverage, it's a noteworthy development for small business owners, many of whom often bear the brunt of litigation costs. Backed by ProRisk and Swiss Re, UpCover is expanding its reach, offering a diverse suite of products tailored to meeting the varied needs of Australian businesses. Speaking of insurance products, the latest figures from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, also known as APRA, show that there's been stability on the horizon for professional indemnity insurance claims. Interestingly, this comes alongside a 6% drop in gross written premiums from the previous year. For businesses seeking competitive rates, this trend seems to offer opportunities. But a word of caution here. While premiums may be falling, it is always crucial to ensure that coverage remains comprehensive. Now on to more sobering news. Our hospitality sector is facing a steep uphill battle with an 11% rise in insurance premiums over the previous year. Despite some relief from the peak of 16.4% insurance inflation in March, continued climbing insurance costs due to changes in reinsurance, alongside escalating wages, rents, and utility costs pose as significant concerns. Industry associations are advocating for policy reforms and resources, urging business owners to revisit their insurance strategies and seek assistance wherever necessary. Finally, in response to these rising operational costs, the Restaurant and Catering Association has highlighted surcharges as a key tool to sustain businesses, especially during peak hours such as weekends and public holidays. Besides, with wages accounting for almost half of a venue's turnover, surcharges help maintain service quality while offsetting costs. Transparency remains key in communicating these surcharges to customers. Simultaneously, businesses are enjoined to stay informed and use strategies like surcharges for fostering resilience and sustainability. That's all for today's Financial Services News Wrap. For more insights, head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, mindful of your financial well-being, signing off until tomorrow. Keep watching these spaces. Things are moving fast and we'll keep you up to speed.